Illegal crossings along the U.S. southern border fell to a three-year low in June after President Biden's significant actions to limit asylum and Mexico's ongoing efforts to deter migrants heading north, according to preliminary customs and border protection data.
Border Patrol processed about 84,000 migrants who crossed the U.S.-Mexico border without authorization in June, the lowest monthly level since Mr. Biden took office in January 2021, when the agency reported just over 75,000 migrant apprehensions, the internal statistics show, Paul Gomez reporting.
The Israeli army ordered a mass evacuation of Palestinians from much of Khan Yunis, indicating that troops are likely to launch a new ground assault in Gaza Strip's second largest city.
The order suggested Khan Yunis will be the target in the latest of Israel's repeated raids into parts of Gaza. It had previously invaded over the past nearly 9 months, pursuing Hamas militants as they regroup. Much of Khan Yunis was already destroyed in a long assault earlier this year. Benjamin Wright reporting.
A Florida judge released the transcripts of a 2006 grand jury investigation into sex trafficking and rape allegations against the late millionaire and financier Jeffrey Epstein.
The investigation was the first of many by law enforcement over the past two decades into Epstein's rape and sex trafficking of teenagers, revealing how his connections with the wealthy and powerful allowed him to avoid prison or a serious jail term for over a decade. Kyle Norris reporting.
The Supreme Court avoided ruling on whether Florida and Texas laws limiting how social media companies regulate content violate the First Amendment, sending the issue back to the lower courts for further review.
The state measures aim to limit how social media giants like Facebook, Instagram, and X manage user accounts and news feeds on their platforms. They were passed amid conservative concerns that the platforms were censoring viewpoints on their sites based on politics. Jessica Oakley reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Hunter Biden sued Fox News and its parent company over their production of a fictional miniseries.
Attorneys for the president's son called it an effort to harass, annoy, alarm, and humiliate him and tarnish his reputation. The miniseries, called The Trial of Hunter Biden, is described by Fox as a mock trial that seeks to show how a possible Hunter Biden trial might look and includes several sexually graphic images of Hunter Biden. Lawrence Keller reporting.
A man was killed when fireworks exploded at his Pennsylvania home, state police said.
Michael Cross, 55, of Union City, was working in his garage when the blast occurred in the Erie County community. Neighbors soon arrived and helped get Cross away from the flames, but he was pronounced dead at a hospital a short time later. No other injuries were reported. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Authorities are investigating the crash of a vintage biplane in northwest Kansas that killed two Colorado residents.
The 1934 single-engine biplane crashed into a field about 10 miles north of Hoxie in Sheridan County, the Kansas Highway Patrol said. The patrol identified the pilot as David Allen, 78, of Elbert, Colorado, and the passenger as Gene Allen, 79. They died at the scene, Liam White reporting.
A helmet-mounted indoor visualization and navigation device that allows first responders to see through dark smoke could soon be available to fire departments nationwide.
The department's Science and Technology Directorate is opening applications for fire departments to apply for the technology developed by Austin, Texas, startup Quake Technologies. The technology was developed by Quake along with the DHS through a 2020 contract to advance fire safety technology. Jim Kender reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.